St. Augustine is one of perhaps the best known convert in the history of Christianity. He's also the inventor of the autobiography. His confessions are widely considered to be the first example of an autobiography in the history of literature. And in that autobiography of his, he explains in very striking terms his journey to faith. And he begins with the famous line that many, I'm sure, have heard about the restlessness of the human heart. That very much describes the first part of his life. The first part of his life was this restless longing and quest for what is true, what can truly satisfy that longing in the human heart. And so he gave himself over to any number of different philosophies of life, trying them out and still finding himself longing for something more. And he famously threw himself also into the pleasures of the flesh, to the point to where eventually he found himself enslaved, bound by his lust. And there came a point in his young adult life when he began to hear the truths of the Christian faith, and he began to experience in himself kind of a gradual awakening to those truths. And little by little, as his hunger and thirst for what he was learning about Christianity grew within him, he started to feel more and more within this overwhelming anxiety, this tension between what he was coming to see as true and those shackles of his sinful life that held him bound. He had this desire that was growing in him to embrace the faith, but he also had this resistance to giving up what had become a compulsion for him, something that he very much had become attached to. And he describes this pivotal moment, this turning point, this key moment of conversion in his life in the Confessions, where he was at home one day and they welcomed into their home a guest who was speaking with them about Christian monks who had given themselves totally to Christ. And St. Augustine felt anew this tension within him mounting, and he felt he had to get away because he needed to deal with what was going on inside of him. And so he escaped out into a garden that was attached to this house. This became a kind of agony in the garden for him. He talks about flinging himself down beneath a fig tree there so that he could, in that solitude of the garden, give free rein to these tears that were pouring like rivers. And he cried out to God, "How long, O Lord, how long? Why must I go on saying, 'Tomorrow, tomorrow'? Why not now? Why not put an end to my depravity at this very hour?" You see, in those moments where St. Augustine had felt himself drawn to faith, his response was always, "Tomorrow, tomorrow, I'll be ready tomorrow." Tomorrow would come and he'd say, "Tomorrow, one more day." And then in this moment here in the garden, he describes hearing a voice from a house nearby, a voice that sounded like that of a child, singing over and over again, "Pick it up and read. Pick it up and read." St. Augustine says, "I racked my brain trying to figure out if this was some sort of child's game that I overheard from this house. If anywhere before I had heard this kind of sing-song, 'Pick it up and read, pick it up and read,' and he couldn't think of anything." And he came to see that this could be nothing other than the voice of God. And so he picked up the book he had been reading, which was a collection of St. Paul's letters. And he opened that book, and the very first passage that his eyes fell upon were these words: "Not in orgies and drunkenness, not in promiscuity and lust, not in rivalry and jealousy, but put on the Lord Jesus Christ, and make no provision for the desires of the flesh." Today's second reading. And that word of God, the words of the Apostle Paul, pierced his heart with such power that in that moment he was converted. Soon after he was baptized, and the rest is history. He gave his life over to Christ totally, became a great saint, a doctor of the church, one who, better than almost any other, taught the fullness of our Christian faith. That passage, which had such an impact on the life of St. Augustine, is presented to us today on the first Sunday of Advent. We begin today a new church year. And Advent is meant to be for each of us, just as these words were for St. Augustine, a time of conversion. Advent is an invitation every year to step back, or to step out into the garden, if you will, and to take stock of where our hearts are and how ready we are to welcome the Lord into our hearts. We are here today because probably most of us have experienced kind of that big conversion of St. Augustine. We've accepted the faith. We've said yes. It's why we're here. Although perhaps some of you are here by constraint, maybe at the behest of your parents or out of some sense of obligation. So perhaps today, this word of the Lord calls out to you to make that pivotal, that key moment of turning to the Lord in your life, of opening your heart to Him in a way like you never have before. If that's you, allow the Lord to come into your heart this day. If you've made that big conversion already, all of us nonetheless can acknowledge our need for deeper conversion. All of us can acknowledge those places in our lives where there's this tension between what we know is true and good and right and between our sinful desires and habits. And so today, on this first Sunday of Advent, St. Paul says to each of us, it is the hour now for you to wake from sleep. Not tomorrow, now. Now is the hour for each of us to turn our hearts over to the Lord even more fully than we ever have before. I invite you, as we begin this holy season of Advent, to consider a kind of New Year's resolution. What in your life is the place where you are most struggling with sin? Where do you experience that restlessness, that tension? Name that for yourself, and then name the virtue that is opposed to that sin. The virtue, the good habit that will help you to resist those temptations to that sin. Maybe your struggle is with anger, and the virtue you need is patience. Maybe your struggle is with lust, and the virtue you need is chastity. Maybe your struggle is with greed, and the virtue you need is generosity. Maybe it's gossip, and the virtue you need is charity. Whatever the case may be for you, name that virtue and resolve today in the presence of the Lord to ask for and practice that virtue throughout this season of Advent and the church year ahead of us. When you come to Mass, beg our Lord to help you grow in that virtue. Make a resolution to pray in some way every day, maybe the rosary or a time of meditation with Scripture, to pray each day for that virtue. Each evening, look back over your day and ask, how did I live that virtue today? Come to our Lord in confession, at least once during this Advent season, but hopefully regularly throughout the year ahead, to ask His grace to help you in that struggle. May we today have the grace to put on the Lord Jesus Christ, to awake from our slumber, to come out of our restlessness in such a way as to open our hearts to the rest that our Lord desires to give us. Over this next year, may we have the grace to grow in virtue, so that at the beginning of next Advent, we can look back and say thank you to our Lord for having helped us in the months behind to grow closer to Him and to experience an even greater taste of that rest that He alone can give to our restless hearts. Saint Gerard Majella, pray for us.